the term sexting in it.
Whenever it says sexting, it gets into the paper.
It was like the most obvious story you could possibly imagine, the most obvious study. Somebody got a grant for this, apparently.
Yeah, amazingly.
To study...
Captain Obvious.
Teenagers, ages 12 to 18, to study teens... and whether or not they are sexting, and if they are sexting, whether or not they are sexually active. And what do you know?
Apparently there's a strong correlation between sexting and being sexually active.
That is the shocker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I'm stunned.
So there's that story, which led into a conversation about, the general idea of sexting and whether or not, you know, taking a picture of yourself naked as a teenager is going to in some way haunt you for the rest of your life, which is, of course, what the adult figures in these folks, young folks' lives would have them believe. And I think that might have been true if it happened, you know, a couple decades ago and somehow that picture was still out there and somehow someone was able to find it. I don't even know how likely that would be, but today it's even less likely that somebody's going to find it, even though it's more likely that it'll be out there, because there's just so many pictures. There are so many nude pictures of young people online that there's no shortage of them, and, you know, most of them don't have a name attached to them, so how are you going to know it's somebody who doesn't look like you? What if somebody who looks like you takes a picture of themselves naked and that makes it online?
Many of the great people in this country and probably around the world come from sort of ordinary means, and those are the people we're talking about here. Even if you come from extraordinary means, I wouldn't suggest that this is a particularly good idea, but extraordinary, you know, people of extraordinary means are much more likely to end up in extraordinary positions. And I'm only saying that these pictures can affect you if you're looking to be in an extraordinary individual. If you're looking to be ordinary, expect that this will not be that big of a problem.
All I'm saying is this is ordinary. I mean, I think that
taking
it's so
pictures,
common.
This is the new ordinary?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think.
Well, let's go to Jason and see what he thinks. Jason's in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Maybe there's some teenagers out there that can shed some light on this subject. Because from what I understand, there are probably a number of these things floating around any given school.
Everybody's been a teenager.
Yeah.
Jason?
Hi, this is Jason from Arkansas. And I've never really done the sexting thing that much. It does happen. I know a lot of people that I just got out of college, and a lot of people in college did it. And I know that their friends in high school did it. And I know I started being sexually active at age 11. And
whoa.
I can just imagine if we were teenagers, like with those cameras, that probably would have, we probably would have been sending pictures around of each other like that.
So hang on. Didn't you just say that there are a bunch of people in college who are doing it who were also doing it in high school?
Yes.
Okay. So then what kind of percentages do you think? Like how many people are doing this?
I mean, admittedly, like I was a big partier in college, so I don't know what the percentage is. A lot of my friends did it. I'd say at least half of them have done it, if not more. I mean, half of them confessed to doing it. I don't know.
And this is as college students. As adults, they're doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, they were doing it in high school.
Right.
Too. It's not like they started.
I can't imagine it's terribly uncommon.
Aren't they worried about their career? I mean, if we are to believe what the critics are saying, that you know their careers are possibly on the line here, is this something that could damage them, you think?
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about going into. If you're wanting to run for political office, then obviously something like that would be awful. But if you're just, like, wanting to be a manager at a restaurant or an accounting firm or something, I can't imagine it would be all that damaging. And engineers and computer scientists, they would think it was funny. So I just can't imagine that they would care.
Yeah, I can't imagine that also there's different types of these pictures. It's one thing to have a full body picture where somebody can see your face. It's mm-hmm. another thing just take a picture of your junk and send it on.
Right, or whatever. From the neck down or something.
Whatever like it is. In those cases, you know, I mean, you've got plausible deniability, and I don't think that anybody's going to say anything about anything there.
No doubt. Any other thoughts you want to share, Jason?
Yes, there's actually, I was planning to call in tonight because this is the only night that I have off. And I listen to the podcast when I'm out driving for my job. I was calling because I'm thinking about moving to New Hampshire early next year, and I wanted to ask a couple of questions. First of
sure.
all, would moving there in January or February just be the worst idea ever because of all the snow and ice
yes.
and stuff?
It's
yes.
generally not a good idea, but you're coming from Nebraska, so I imagine it's
Arkansas.
Cold enough. No, well, it says Nebraska.
I'm from Arkansas. It's nice.
I apologize. N-E Arkansas. I should read all the way on my call screening software. So, yeah, you don't really have to deal with the whole snow thing very often in
not as
Arkansas,
much.
Right?
No. And so, you know, so when would be the best time to move for someone like me? And then also...
Spring.
Where are you... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was also going to say, I've been reading the reports by, like, Mark Faber and other things, and they're calling for recession in 2013. And I just wonder, like, would it be a good idea to move if you think a recession is going to happen next year? I mean, is New Hampshire a little more recession-proof than other states?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be my contention.
Yes, it is. New Hampshire has done... I don't have anything to cite specifically off the top of my head to you, but New Hampshire has consistently done well in the jobs market all through the last probably 10 years.
It has the lowest unemployment in the Northeast.
Right.
And one of the lowest in the whole country.
Now, my question to you, following up on your question about moving, where are you planning on moving?
Manchester.
Okay, Manchester. So, I would say an apartment or a house. How much stuff are you bringing?
Not much.
Okay, then I would
fit in my car.
Okay, then I would say
then
come in January.
Yeah,
for sure. If you're moving a house up here, you don't want to be dealing with snow and weather.
Right, because you don't want to slip going up
right.
the driveway.
No, nothing. Ice is not fun, but moving big things on ice is not fun. But if you have a car full of stuff, bring it. Just come on up.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I live out in a rural area, and if you've got to move snow around and things like that to live your life, that's one thing. But if you're moving into a place
to
the city where they're going to have moved snow out of your way already, I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue.
I would think the only concern would be the wardrobe issue. You're going to have to spend, if you don't already have some warm clothes, you're going to have to outlay some cash for that. And you should be moving with money in savings, but if you want to have time to build up some cash and, you know, get, you know, the winter deals on the after.
You might
actually
do a little better in January because most people have their
winter
gear
by then.
So, I mean, you're moving out of season at that point, so you can get to warm clothes on at a discount. Whereas if you moved in April and then you bought your warm clothes in the fall, then you're going to pay full boat.
Now, tips for you for Manchester, since you own a car, I would definitely encourage you to find a place with off-street parking, or if you can't, acquaint yourself with the lovely ordinance in Manchester of odds, evens, parking, meaning you need to park on the odd numbered side of the street
or
odd days of the month.
You.
Yeah, and they won't even give you a warning. You'll just wake up in the morning and your car will be gone.
Yep, so there you go. In fact, what I'd recommend is if you're considering a move to New Hampshire at all, you should drop into the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. And there are Manchester-specific forums there where some Manchester folk are spending a little bit of time to answer questions, that sort of thing. So that might be a good resource for you. And good luck with the move, Jason. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Sexting, is it as dangerous as it is being made out to be? Now, Jason said no. He says it's pretty common. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, sometimes I feel like that there are more negative people in the world than there are those who are committed to finding the good in everyone and everything. However, that can change, beginning with you and me. We should all start our own Believing the Best Club. Even if the club consists only of your closest family members, just think what a difference it could make in everyone's attitude at home. Our mind and mouth will be tempted to drift toward the negative, but our free will is the big boss here. When we begin using our will to take authority over all negativity, that negativity will leave. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.ORG. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features we give away to you there include our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see them there. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. At shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're an outdoors enthusiast, listen up. You know you want to get the name brand items because that's where you get the quality. And you know that you want to get the best prices, well, because everybody wants the best prices, especially in this economy. ManVentureOutpost.com has the best prices that I've been able to find, and I think you'll find the same, on knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever it is that you might need, they've got it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off of the already low prices at ManVentureOutpost.com with coupon code FTL. That'll at least cover shipping for you. It's coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Again, the question I'd asked online on Twitter and Facebook is the nude pic you took as a teenager really going to have any effect on your life as an adult? Alexis says, nope, there are so many pictures like that nowadays that none of them really matter. Robert says, it depends. If you end up in a monogamous relationship with someone, the nude pic floating around could hurt your significant other. I'm not sure how that is. Yeah, how is that exactly?
Oh, you were with someone before you were with me?
I don't know.
You didn't send me that picture first?
I remember that level of jealousy when I was in high school. I certainly had that level of jealousy for, you know, the boyfriends that my girlfriend had had previously, but it's a pretty immature way to feel. I don't know if that's what he's talking about or not. I mean, I don't know how that would be used, but that's how I felt in high school.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Since we're talking about ruining somebody's life, with all this, these adults telling teenagers that if you have a nude picture of yourself taken on the internet, that it's going to destroy your life in the future.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Could result in some negative, thoughts. Could
come back to bite you.
Spiral out of control into suicidal thoughts.
Yes. Here we are. It's suicide. And it goes hand in hand with bullying as well, I think, because in rereading this article that we were talking about, the Seacoast 14-year-old who posted a video he shot of two other minors having sex.
He sent it to a friend who sent it to a friend
right.
who sent it to a friend, and it got to the police.
So how does this come back in the short term? Ian, you had talked about the short term. Oh, it goes to all your friends, and you're humiliated for however long it takes to pass, or it follows you into the rest of your life. We all seem to be on it.
With a sex offense.
Right. Or just, your circle of friends, if you stay in the same town, they'll always remember you for being the one.
I remember the guy who took the video of his next door teenage neighbor when I was in school.
Yeah, now this.
I remember exactly
who that was. It's a full-fledged felony.
Right. Right. So, okay. So I came into
my... He's got a family today.
It's good.
Yeah. And so his wife is okay.
I don't think she knows that.
It's the kind of thing you shouldn't spread around.
Right. You shouldn't tell the wife that one.
Yeah, so I came in tonight. I brought some, Ian always says, what do you want to talk about?
But even if you did tell the wife, what's the big deal? You were 16 at the time. You're not the same person you were then. You have a wife.
Don't think, okay, so here's the first three rules of criminal justice. If you have committed something that might be considered a felony, even if you've thought better of it, the first three rules are deny, deny, deny. Okay? Yeah. You never, ever, ever admit to a felony.
Your wife?
Never, ever, ever.
Not even if it's after the statute of limitations is up?
We might be able to talk after the statute of limitations.
Now, isn't that like a 7-year
deal? I have no idea.
Okay.
And if you don't know what the statute of limitation is...
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Gotcha.
So Ian always asks, what did you bring for show prep?
Yeah.
And tonight I walked in and I said I wanted to talk about suicide. Because suicide is something that has touched my life. Over the years, several times, most recently this past week, where two people who are in my circle of friends committed suicide.
Oh, my.
Yeah, one's 34, one's 29. And I just want to talk about it. I want to talk about suicide. We've talked on Free Talk Live. I know you guys have done other shows on Death with Dignity and the gentleman in the UK who could only communicate by blinking, who wanted to die.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring it in and talk to you guys about it and see what people out there had to say about it. Because the thing with suicide, I think, that affects me the most is that no one wants to talk about it and the stigma that goes along with it. And so there are two funerals I'm going to tomorrow.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And it's one of them, just you would have never known. Never known, because he's the most jovial, cracking jokes, sarcastic kind of guy.
Is it morbid to ask how?
I don't know how,
okay.
And that's part of it. The stigma of it is you can't ask questions, or if family doesn't really want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And the police reports are sealed or whatever.
Yeah, it's usually, died unexpectedly at home. That obits never say what happened or how they died or...
But you found out it was a suicide, so...
Oh, yeah, yep. Yeah. So I'm distressed by this. I mean, my high school sweetheart committed suicide. I was split, and this was a few years ago.
Does anyone know the reasoning for this?
I'm sure his family.
Were there notes left?
No.
Okay.
No, but he had been struggling for at least a couple of weeks, and I'm sure that he had been grappling with it for some time, because and what I've seen, it's never a decision that's taken lightly. There's planning that goes into it, and there's reasons.
The ones that are going to be successful are likely planned. The ones that are unsuccessful are probably not planned.
Impulsive.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think that there's a good amount of planning that goes into successful suicides. I don't think it's something, and I can only speak for myself, of course, but I think... If I were to be at that point, things would have to be really bad
Yeah,
for sure.
And I want to talk about it because it really upsets me that people over the course of my life that have died by suicide, the details are hush-hush, and it's treated as like a shameful thing, or they're blamed for being selfish. And I can't fathom the level of pain that someone would need to be in to end their own life.
Nor I.
But I think when we talk about death with dignity, it's really a struggle for me. And I listened to, I believe it was a Saturday show, where you guys were talking about the gentleman in the UK. And I'm torn.
He did end up killing himself, by the way.
He did.
He starved himself to death.
This was the guy who was, so quadriplegic that he could only communicate by
this is the guy who the High Court in the UK, who described his life as a living nightmare, was not allowed. He went all the way up to their equivalent of their Supreme Court, and they beat him back down and said, "You have to live."
Thought he could make it.
I'm surprised that they didn't intervene like they did. And what was the case down in Florida with the paraplegic woman?
Yeah, I know what
you're talking
about.
You know what one I'm talking about. I can't remember her name.
Made all kinds of talk radio news several years ago.
Forced a feeding tube on her.
Right.
And she wanted to die, too. But I would really like to talk about this more.
We'll come back with that here in a moment. 855-453. And, of course, if you have an experience with suicide, someone who you love, perhaps, whether it was successful or not, you're certainly welcome to comment. Maybe you actually have attempted it. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. You can also talk about what we're talking about, which is suicide. Yeah, I know, not the happiest topic in the world, but one in which needs to be discussed.
Yeah, I think it deserves some airtime.
855-450-FREE. That's the number for you. You can bring up what you want, or if you've got experience in this realm, maybe as somebody who has come close to it, maybe as somebody, whether it's in your own personal life or somebody that you love, or maybe you're a counselor of some sort who has had a large amount of experience dealing with people that are experiencing the sensation of wanting to kill themselves or the thoughts of that, you're certainly welcome to comment, 855-450-FREE. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can grab archives going all the way back to late 2006. We've got nearly 6 full years of archives there you can download at your leisure over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to, you can easily share them, and we'd appreciate it if you would, on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever method you prefer online. You can use our SoundCloud page to make that easy. Just go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link, and then that'll take you to a page with a bunch of archives, and just click the Share button on the ones that are your favorites.
BitInstant.com is the way to go about getting your Bitcoins. If you need to know what a Bitcoin is, go to weusecoins.org. It is an online currency where you can send and receive money without having to pay any fees. And, frankly, I think they're going to change the world.
Price, $12.50.
Yeah, that's Bitcoin. About right. And, in my experience, they keep going up. I don't know if they're going to do that tomorrow, but I kind of think they are. Otherwise, I'd have sold mine today, right? So if you agree with me, then maybe the best thing to do is to get some Bitcoins. Get some Bitcoins every week out of your paycheck. Just, you can do a little bit or a lot with BitInstant. It's not that big of a deal. You just go to BitInstant.com. They've got more than 750,000 locations worldwide.
Yep. I'm going to try the Dwolla option, actually. I'm setting up a Dwolla account they will let you at BitInstant.com use Dwolla, and the fee is lower.
Ah.
So that way, not only do I not have to run out to Walmart or CVS, but I also save, I think the fee is like 4% if you're going, or 3.99% if you're going through CVS. But on Dwolla, it's like 1.99%. So
it's worth it.
Bing, more money in my pocket.
No doubt. BitInstant.com.
The problem there, though, is with the Dwolla, it's more trackable, right? Because you've got a name on the account, whereas if you go to CVS, you can just give them whatever name you want to.
Right.
So there's that factor. So that might be worth the extra 2%.
It might just.
Depending on your goals, depending on what you're using the money for or whatever. But what can they really do? Like if you took a bunch of money out of your paycheck and put it into Bitcoin and locked up your wallet nice and tight, they can't get it out.
They'd have to prove that you sold the Bitcoins at some point and made a profit, and that's capital gains.
Yeah, how are they going to do that?
I don't know. It's the government's responsibility to prove income. It's your responsibility as the filer, if you do file taxes, to prove deductions. So, keep this in mind. The government has to prove your income. And that means if somebody, you know, files a 1099 or a W-2, W-4, whatever these government papers are, you know, that's proof that you've got the income. But if there's no proof that you got the income, there's no proof you got the income.
855-450-FREE. We'll continue here. We got Dave on the line listening in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave in Ohio, going once.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when people are doing the suicide thing, it's not because they're in despair or because they have pain or anything else like that. I actually did this about, 35 years ago. I had been married, and my wife walked out one night and would not even speak to me. I had no idea why. And over the next few days, it kind of got to me, and I had no idea of which way to go. So the only way that it seemed like I should go was, you know, not screw up society anymore, not be part of that society that had been essentially putting me down. However, it was one of the most important things that ever happened in my life. Because it got me into thinking about different ways of approaching society.
What do you mean?
Well, instead of going through the standard channels, I'd already kind of gone towards pagan religion, and I'm still there. And that was just reinforced because the religions that I had grown up with did not provide any kind of any counseling at all except to say, don't do it.
Mm. Right.
This is a bad thing.
Right.
You know. And it was about
God
that
won't
time
love you
that
if
I
you
also
commit suicide.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, you can't get to heaven or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I became at this time an anarchist, essentially. It was the only way that I could see where I would have to go my own way. I was not concerned with what anybody else did. But at this point, I had to go my own way. And so it was a very important event in my life. Very important.
I bet.
You know, I think people in general, I guess society, if you want to use such a term, the reason they have such a difficulty with suicide is because they just don't understand. It's a little dog.
That is a little dog.
They just don't understand.
I've got some yappers here.
I'm glad, and they're probably making you very happy. You know, they just don't understand. They, I don't know. I cannot imagine what it's like to be at that point where one's thinking about taking one's life. I can't even fathom it. And so what I think that other people come to the conclusion is, how do we stop people from doing this thing that we don't understand? Well, let's tell them that they'll go to hell if they do. We'll pass a law. I mean, there's really no way to force somebody who wants to commit suicide to do anything. There's the saying in this comic book called Ronin that came out in the 80s. If you intend to die, you can do anything.
Mm.
And it's a true statement. If you intend to die,
you have nothing to lose.
You can do anything.
Right. Yep.
Hey, thanks for sharing your story, Dave. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what brought this about, Nemi, was that a couple of friends of yours apparently had taken their lives actually
in a relatively recent amount of time.
They didn't know each other, right?
No.
So this was just separate, but they both happen to know you. Of course, it's a small town in which we live. And this is pretty frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and it's shocking, and it's sad, and it makes me angry. It makes me very angry.
That they did it, or?
No, not that they did it, because I don't think I could ever stand in judgment of someone who, I personally lack the intestinal fortitude to kill myself. Mm-hmm. I can fathom the level of pain, I can fathom the level of hopelessness, I can fathom all of that. But I just personally don't have the spine to do it. So to stand in judgment of anyone is, that's not my place. But what I'm angry about is that I didn't know. And I'm angry that any opportunity there is to intervene.
You didn't know that they were suicidal.
No, correct.
Yeah. How many people do? I mean, obviously there are some people who would talk about suicide because they want attention. They don't actually want to kill themselves. They just want people to pay attention to them.
And that is just I mean, you know, that's really tough for an individual. If, you know, I've got to say I've had, you know, had an ex-girlfriend that did this kind of behavior,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I'm going to kill myself. Well, what am I supposed to do about that?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, am I now supposed to live my life for you?
Take responsibility for them. Yeah.
Right. I mean, to make it, I must do things to make that person happy now. So, you know, and forget what I want to do. Obviously, I want to do something that doesn't make them happy if they're willing to kill themselves over it. So, I mean, it's a way to control others at the same time.
So how many people who kill themselves, who successfully go through with a suicide, whether it's the attempt is successful or not, but who actually go through the attempt, how many of them had indicators in advance? How many of them, you know?
Most do. But it's a matter of who. It's a matter of who sees it.
Yeah.
Because I did not see it with
right.
my friends. And I feel that that is a failure to some degree on my part.
And that doesn't mean that you failed. It just may mean that they didn't show anybody. Like, you know, a lot of people would be surprised. Like you said, you're surprised that this happened. You said
yeah.
the guy was jovial.
Yep. Very much so.
One of the two. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. You share your thoughts. And we're going to put you on Free Talk Live.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1772.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.16.31, $908.16 for a half ounce, or $454.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.16.31, $908.16, and $454.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it any anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live, or $5, $10, $25, whatever you want. You send in a certain amount that you think is appropriate, and Free Talk Live will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So go to freetalklive.com, or specifically go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for the AMP program, learn more about it there, and get the perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We can, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. We've been discussing suicide, and we can come back to that here in a moment. We've got Randy on the line in Louisiana. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, yes, sir. I've never heard your show before. I was calling in about that Reading show earlier, but you're talking about suicide. Hey, my father, he committed suicide, but he was ailing from cancer. And,
wow.
It was kind of justified, I guess, but
I'd say so.
He didn't want to be a burden on anybody.
Right,
right. Did he sort of prepare for it? Was your family prepared for it?
No, it was like, you know, he kept that to himself, and when I look at it, he's a better man to me. I don't know if I could do it, I can't make that judgment call.
Yeah.
But he did what was best for him, I believe. You know, I mean, he was suffering.
Well, right. I mean, maybe once you were if you were ever in a similar situation, and hopefully you're not, but at that point,
yeah,
maybe you will be able to visualize it and consider it.
Yeah. Well, I hope it never comes to that.
Sure.
He was getting right with God before he did it. I know that, you know. He kept it to himself. And I just, you know, really, I wasn't that surprised that he would do it, I guess, but,
Well, as you said, he was doing it, as in his opinion, for the best of everyone around him. And Mark, you had suggested earlier that this could be that suicide. Some people see it as a selfish act, but I don't see how anyone could see that.
I don't. To me, that's just picking the time of your death, which is at that point inevitable.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate the call.
You know, it's come about, and all you're doing is really, it's an empowering act at that point, because you're deciding, you know, how you're going to die, you know, how much suffering you're going to take in this world, and you know, you're prepared. Now, if it affects the life insurance policy or something like that, then I'd think twice about it. But you know, I think the guy sounds like he had a chance to prepare for his family, and that's really all he can do. He's going to die anyway. We're all going to die.
So are we all. Unless transhumanism is successful in our lifetimes, wherein we would combine ourselves with the robots, essentially.
We're a ways off from that. I think you have to operate today as though
you're going to not make it.
Yeah, you're not going to make it. I mean, the transhumanism is an interesting thought, and it's interesting to think that you know, humans might be able to live much longer lifespans, maybe with the help of,
I'd say it's inevitable,
robotics or something like that. It could be. I don't know. I mean, you know, I've heard arguments against it. I don't think any of them hold up. But
I don't want to live forever. Do you?
I'd like to be able to pick the time of my passing, and I wouldn't pick it anytime soon.
Okay.
But I think that this is why religion sells, and I think that this is why suicide is so antithetical and why people find it such a difficulty internalizing it.
Why?
Because people, the vast majority of people, want to live much longer than they are currently living, including the old people who are going to die soon. People want to continue to live. They want to continue to be young. And what really bothers people is when young people decide to end their lives because it's like, well, what a waste. You know, what a waste of that life. I would have really liked to have that extra time right. that that person has, and then they took it and they threw it away. Now, obviously, you know, every person in the world, nobody can give me an extra day out of their life. And they can't do it. So, you know, to be jealous of somebody giving up their life really doesn't make any sense. Whatever they're dealing with is what they're dealing with. And there was a time in my life when things that I didn't understand made me angry or they would upset me in some way. Now I'm much better off when it comes to things that I don't understand. I don't let them bother me, but I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand why somebody would take their own life.
I think you speak well to more of what makes me angry about, not these two especially, but in reflecting on how I felt previously. It's just that it's a lost opportunity. It's like if something had happened, things could change, not necessarily in all cases, but if something could have changed, I wish they had exhausted all options before, you know, making the final decision. But
well, and things will change, and that's generally whatever bad time you're going through, you're going to get out of it. I mean, if anybody in this room has had a difficult time, Mark, you went to prison for 9 years.
I went to prison for 9 years. And
did you ever consider suicide before that?
No. Before prison or during prison?
Before.
Before prison?
Yeah.
I didn't know
because
that.
Because it was a 27-year sentence, was it not?
It was a 25-year sentence.
25-year.
I didn't know I was going to prison when, you know, the day
until
that it happened.
I see.
The day I was arrested. But court was shortly thereafter.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I didn't have any idea, and I never, when I was there, considered suicide either.
While in prison.
But I did have conversations with people. There was a guy who we did some time with who got out and committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
And we totally couldn't understand, because not only, there's the double jealousy in that the circumstance. Not only is a young person ending their life, and that doesn't make any sense to people who don't want to end their lives, but a free person has ended their lives, and that doesn't make any sense to a convict.
Yeah.
Especially a free person who was just recently a convict. Like, they just don't get it. And I think that this is what causes all the upset and confusion around suicide, is just people don't get it. They don't understand, and they're upset.
And I think, too, it's not everyone can empathize with the feeling, like you said earlier, of you don't want to die any sooner than you need to. You know, not everybody empathizes with that, clearly. I mean,
yeah.
I've probably lost 20, 25 friends to suicide in my life. And
I don't think I've lost any. Except for this one guy that in prison, I guess I was the only one I could think of.
I heard a rumor about somebody I knew in high school who killed himself in college, but I didn't consider him a friend. So, gosh, maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me. Kiss of death, baby. That's me.
Exactly. How many of these people did you kiss?
None of them.
Okay.
Thanks.
Except for the boyfriend.
Except for the boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you should have been a little more free-flowing with the kisses. Huh?
Really? Yeah, I should have been more friendly.
That's what it could have been.
I'll give that a shot, Ian. Thanks for the tip. Oh, my God.
I don't mean to make light of your situation.
No, I think It's good to talk about it, and I think it's important to talk about it, because Mark and I were talking about something during the break, and I'd like to get back to this. One of my very dear friends is a veterinarian, and you know, people take very good care of their pets, but she, you know, puts animals down all the time. It's part of her job. It's what she does. But there seems to be a disconnect between your household pet, who you treat as a member of your family, and someone else who is in need of medical attention of some sort or another. And you know, there's such a disconnect for me in my brain between, you want to end your animal's suffering, So you put them down.
Mm-hmm.
And if
But you want Grandpa to live for,
forever. You're going to keep him on machines. You're going to pump him full of drugs. You're going to make him carry a colostomy bag around for the rest of his life.
I think there's something sick about it.
I think there's got to be some sort of dignity in death. I don't want to see 25-year-olds, 29-year-olds dying because that just, to me, there's something... Again, I don't think all of his options were exhausted before he went to that. But the gentleman in the UK that we keep talking about sounds to me like he did exhaust all his options until finally he just had to starve himself to death. And that is just heartbreaking to me.
Yeah.
There's no compassion there.
Whatever's going on is mental. And I'm not saying it's crazy, but it would be crazy by my standards. Whatever. It's a hopelessness in their minds is all I can assume. And I can't judge it. I just don't understand it, and there used to be a time when I would totally make a judgment based on something I didn't understand, but I can't do it anymore. I don't know what they're going through, and I don't know what they see. I can't even fathom, because I would never make that decision.
And without a note, you'll never know. So 855.
Yeah, you're just left with questions.
Right, 855-450-FREE. What went wrong?
Even with a note, the whatever their explanation is never going to seem good enough to me.
1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Got some political news on the way that's pretty exciting, actually. Politics normally not very exciting, but Mark, you're going to share something with us. 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.